Well, good morning, Brack Hunter.
What's happening? How you doing, sir?
Oh, just about quitting time on a Tuesday, at least for us anyways. I know that's good news for everyone. Folks, of course, don't forget, if you miss anything, check out WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show page. We've got all of your podcasts on there. Also, make sure you hit up all of our streaming services. Most importantly, our YouTube. Look for the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on YouTube. Subscribe to that, because coming up after the show, we have your web-exclusive Plan B After Show podcast. I think we're just going to do Would You Rather for the time being until, I don't know. Yeah. Bill tells us not to.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Also, you can sign up for the golf tournament, too, there, right?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, you can sign up for the golf tournament. You can stream us. You can, I don't know.
There's a lot. Just go check it out.
Yeah, you got it.
It's fourletters.com. You know, come on.
You stupid idiots. Anyway. Right now, though, before we get into anything else, we got to do your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. This one's kind of interesting. Has to do with money. Money, please.
Money.
Banks could design money to look however they wanted until 1861, when the U.S. Treasury stepped in and standardized everything. Before that, even things like special Christmas money was pretty common, including a lot of bills that featured pictures of Santa. So, yeah,
wow,
they were just,
really?
Everyone was just making Monopoly money back in the day until 1861.
Yeah, just print it all off. You know? What a wild thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, I even think it's weird, like, going back, like, when we just had, like, gold coins and, like, I don't know, like, you could just barter.
Here's
with
a gold coin, right? For my meal tonight.
But even then, though, you could be like, well, look, I have this gold pendant, you know what I mean? Like, okay, yeah, that's fine. You'd have that guy, like, bite
trade
on it.
Trade things,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I have a mule and 7 bags of wheat I would like to trade you for
wild,
those goods. Yeah.
Like coins and currency has been a thing since, what? Well, I watched the episode of Pawn Stars the other day. They had a coin there from like 1602.
Yeah, I think it goes back to like, I believe, like ancient Greece and like, or the Romans or whatever. Like, they had stuff with like Caesar's head on it stamped on there and everything. So it goes way back. But I mean, did the Unga Bungas, did our cave dwelling folk, did they have, you know?
I'm sure trading was always a thing of life,
yeah,
right? Maybe?
But money, though, like actual, like, okay, this is the current, like, I'm going to give you this for that, as far as, like, here's money for that thing, even though that thing is not money, right? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, I got you.
Of course, you always had barter, like, okay, I'll give you these pelts for those tools, or you know what I mean? But
exactly, yeah, trading, you know, trade and barter. But yeah, you're right. When was the first coin stamp?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to go look
that up. Worth? Yeah, what's that worth now?
When was the first money used? I don't even know what to look up. Money used.
Or what is the first type of currency, maybe?
Before money was invented, people bartered for goods and services. One until about 5,000 years ago.
Wow.
That the Mesopotamian people created the shekel. Oh, I have some gold shekels for you.
Here, give me a shekel.
Here's your shekel, now go. gold
shekel, if you rub my feet.
Yeah, one foot shekel, please. But yeah, and then the gold and silver coins date back to around 650 and 600 BC, when stamp coins were used to pay armies. So there you go.
Shillings.
Shillings, shekels, and bullion.
What?
But yeah, but it is, when you think about it, like, you'd have, like, pirates, for example. Like, all right, they'd plunder. And they'd steal, like, oh, here's a golden lamp, and, you know, let's take this. They would just take things. And, like, all right, yeah, we got a bunch of riches and stuff.
It's gold.
Yeah. Could I just get, like, some money? Could you just give me some dollar bills? I bet you if you could find some, I've never seen any, like, on Pawn Stars or anything like that, but you could find one of those old Santa dollars, that's probably worth some money.
Probably worth a lot of money.
Right?
Honestly.
And actually, too, that goes into Hunter I's big obsession right now with getting metal detectors.
See? I'm going to find one of those damn things.
And find it.
Dude, that's no joke. I'm seriously going to get a metal detector.
I'm leaning more and more towards it. I really am. I really am.
Let's do it, man. I'm telling you.
Are we going to be those guys? Is that it?
Think we're going to be those guys? Well, what else? What are you trying to look cool for?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Good point.
And you know what? Honestly, they look cool because they're out there doing something. They're not sitting there watching Netflix and getting fatter.
They're not going to be laughing at us when we find that Blackbeard treasure that's been lost. Gold!
I mean, could you imagine?
That'd be awesome.
You discovered something that it could be groundbreaking.
You know what I'm gonna find? I'm gonna find a rusty nail and get tetanus. That's what I'm gonna get with it. All right. Damn it.
A nail in the foot.
Son of a. This is a horrible.
Here's what you're gonna find. You're gonna find a landmine from World War I, and boom.
Damn it. How'd Brock die? Metal detect, and he found a mine. Well, that sucks. Yeah. Well. He's dead now.
That metal detector.
He thought he was gonna get rich. Now he's dead. Damn it. All right, there you go. That's your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. We're going to be back with more. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
Congratulations to